Just get ready for this week, help my teammates prepare for this game, and learn the game plan and go to work and get ready for the game on Sunday.
From the start of training camp until now, where do you feel like you've seen growth in your own play?
I feel like I've progressed daily, and that's what it's all about for me, just trying to get better every day, and I think I've seen that, so just hopefully stay on that trend.
There specific areas for you?
All over, just learning the new offense, meshing with my teammates, being a better leader on the field and in the huddle. Just continue to master this playbook and just show what I could do on the field. I wouldn't say that. I think it's more of just going out there doing my best, and wherever they put me is where they put me, but just showing my best foot forward and just showing what I could do and that I can play at this level. I worked really hard. I played pretty well in the preseason games and just continue to work and show that I'm prepared to be at this step in my career right now.
Fox said you have that it factor where guys, teammates respond to it. Have you felt that, and in what ways?
I kind of feel that. I guess it's just how you carry yourself and how you respect your teammates, and in return they give you that respect as well. So I just go out there, give it everything I got, and I think my teammates know that. I think they know I got a lot of love for them and that I love playing this game. So every time I go out there, I'm giving my all and just trying to make everyone better and have fun. That's a really important thing for me, and I think they see that and they respond to that, and hopefully it just carries everyone around us and makes us better. Yeah, it has slowed down. Just learning the playbook, studying defenses, and just the more reps you could get for me, it helps slow the game down.
If your number does get called, are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
What's your level of excitement knowing you might have?
I'm sorry?
What's your level of excitement knowing you're coming in as the best?
I'm excited. It's always exciting to play football.
How did the time, you know, when you were in Chapel Hill, you also sat behind Marquise Williams. How did that time help you sort of prepare for what you have to do now as an understudy?
Definitely. I think you just could take from that experience, just preparing as a starter at all times and then just being ready to come off the bench at any given moment and be ready to prepare and be ready to play and make plays for your team.
Just from a football learning standpoint, where has Sanchez's involvement helped you progress?
Yeah, it's been huge, and I don't think I could say just one thing about it because he's helped me in so many areas, on and off the field, and in the film room, and just getting better, and always just being in my ear, just constantly being aware of the situation, and just being totally honed into the game and the task at hand.
Overall, where's your comfort level in interacting with other guys, going from May, where you're the new guy, to now maybe having a little bit more of a foothold?
Yeah, it's probably a 180. Like, you just come in here as a stranger, and now you feel like one of the guys, and you're really a part of this team that's slowly becoming a close family.
Mitch, you really pick things up quickly. What areas of the NFL do you feel like, in particular, you have to get better at?
I'm not sure. I guess just all of them a little bit. You just continue to get better every day and just take advantage of opportunities. That's what it's all about for me. You never know when your opportunity is going to come. So whether it's in practice or you get the opportunity in the field, on game day, you just got to take advantage of it and show them you're ready.
What were the biggest things that you had to adjust to that you weren't familiar with?
Probably just the new schedule and the everyday demands. Of just being here, how much you got to study the playbook and how much film you got to watch of practice and the opponent. So just getting used to that. But I was pretty well prepared in the past, especially coming from North Carolina. We had really good coaches, and I'm fortunate to have really good coaches here that just continue to keep me right on track and help me progress.
Mitch, so this week is different than training camp. It's the first game of the season. Your reps changed. How was it different from just this week alone?
Yeah, it's different because the starters get majority of the reps. So as backup, just taking a lot of mental reps and then watching that film, and then I stay after practice to try to get those reps on my own, just to try to develop some muscle memory so if my number gets called that I could go in there and play well.
What you learned from that Cleveland preseason game at the tail end when you had to come in cold,
mm-hmm.
that can help you for this kind of situation?
Yeah, I've done that before. I've shown that I could do that in college as well, just coming out cold, and it's just going out there and doing your job and having fun with it.
Mitch, those final two plays of the Cleveland game, how did those play calls come in to you?
Well, my on the sideline, my helmet was messed up. They took the speaker out of my helmet, so we had to get that in there, and then it was in the wrong spot, so I could feel it in my helmet. And I don't know how they came in like any other place.
I mean, were you surprised that there were two pass plays there to finish that game?
No, I wanted a pass play. We were trying to score, and we probably should have scored on the last play if I had a little bit more time.
So you didn't check into those? Those were
yeah, they were pass plays.
You know, there's number 10 jerseys in sporting goods stores. What do you feel about that? Have you seen people walking around with your jersey yet?
Yeah, I've seen it.
How's that feel?
Feels pretty cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Michelle.